Federalist writer Bree Payton passes away at 26 after hospitalization. By Justin Caruso on December 28, 2018. Bree Payton, a conservative writer for The Federalist, tragically passed away at 26 Friday after being hospitalized with H1N1 flu and suspected meningitis. Thank you everyone for your prayers. It is with a heavy heart that I type this. Unfortunately, Bree has passed. Please send prayers to her family. Rest in paradise, you beautiful soul, California Republican Morgan Murtaugh said in a social media post Friday. Murtaugh discovered Payton unconscious Thursday and called 911. A page created for Payton on Caring Bridge read. Around 8:30 this morning, December 27, Bree's friend went into her room and found her unresponsive and barely breathing. She immediately called 911 and Bree was taken to the hospital where she was admitted to the ICU. Sedated and intubated, and doctors began working up a diagnosis. After a CT scan and hours of testing, they have determined she has the H1N1 flu and possibly meningitis. The doctors are concerned that her neurological signs are not great at this point and have informed us the next 24 to 48 hours are going to be critical for her. Following the announcement of her passing, many of Payton's friends and colleagues showed an outpouring of support. We are devastated and heartbroken by the news of Bree Payton's death today. She was kind, gentle, and joyful. Our only comfort is the knowledge that she is now peacefully resting in the arms of her Savior. We grieve her loss deeply, but rejoice in her eternal salvation in Christ, Federalist co-founder Sean Davis said. Ben and I are absolutely gutted and horrified by this news. Our prayers for Bree underscore Payton and her family. We are less without her, in every possible way. A wonderful, fearless, vibrant, intelligent young woman. Sending prayers to all of her family and friends during this darkness, Megan McCain said. God be with her family. Bree Payton was a wonderful human being. How utterly awful, Federalist contributor Jesse Kelly said. This is terribly sad. So young, talented and full of life and promise. Her life suddenly snuffed out, Fox News' Bert Hume said. Absolutely devastated to hear Bree underscore Payton has passed. Such a sweet, beautiful soul, a great writer and a wonderful human. RIP Fox Business's Kennedy said. Read all the messages and prayers sent to Payton and her family.